Hello and welcome to another episode of the CG Garage. This is episode number 113, featuring Andre Louis. A lot of you may know who Andre is, but a lot of you may not. Andre started a conference back in Portugal about 3-4 years ago, and it's called Trojan Horse Was a Unicorn. A lot of people know it as THU. Yes, it's a crazy name conference, and I have been to it many times. In fact, I've done a lot of podcasts about it because I love it so much. So those of you who know my podcast will probably say, yes, we all know what that is. Anyway, this year, 2017, I am going to be a speaker, and there's a very specific reason behind it. I sort of decided that I wanted to bring a new message to THU and bring a new message to the world of creativity, and specifically to the world of architecture and architecture visualization. And I felt that THU was a venue where there could be some new level of inspiration in this field. So I talked to Andre about it. In fact, I did a little bit more than that, and we'll get into that a little bit. But then you'll see that I decided to be a speaker and I was invited, and it's kind of actually a big deal to be a speaker at THU. So I'm very excited about that. So anyway, that's what's going to happen. If you want to go to THU 2017, I'm afraid you can't go anymore because it is sold out. So start planning in advance to get ready to buy tickets for 2018. So that will happen sometime next year. But anyway, that's where we are so far. Okay, that's where we are on THU. Other news going on is I will be at FMX, and that's going to be happening in early May. So if you want FMX tickets, or you have FMX tickets, I will be there. Let me know, and we will get together, or let me know what kind of podcast you want me to do while I'm there. Let me know what kind of information you want while I'm there. So I'll be there for the whole time. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be sort of monitoring a few things and doing a few talks and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for more news on FMX 2017. All right. That being said, please enjoy this podcast with Andre Louis. Hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed doing with Andre. Love you, Andre. Bye.
Welcome to another CG Garage, where the Chaos Group talks. You'll know it's over when the last bucket drops. We're gonna fire off rays in high dynamic range. We know that ambient occlusion is passe. Global illumination won't lead you astray. And while image-based lighting is really swell, you need to make sure everything has Fresnel.
It was, well, Tim and Joe, I didn't know, you know, we're trying to plan the 100th episode. It actually kind of happened very much at the last minute, like who the guest would be. And I said, hey, Tim, do you want to do that? And he replied back, he's like, sure, I'll do it. And I said, we don't have to talk about, you know, any of the controversy with Deadpool 2 or stuff like that. And he goes, no, I think that'd be a good spot for me to talk about it. I haven't talked about it yet. And so boom, it exploded in the news everywhere.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Everybody started talking about CG Garage based on that.
Yeah. Well, I can see that in my listenership has gone.
It's always nice, 50 Miller.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. It was a good podcast and it was fun. And Noman was great to host it with Nad, and was really helpful. And Alex Alvarez was super cool about it. So
yeah, they're all good. Even for THU, they are really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's our house in LA, is Gnomon School.
Yeah.
It's our place in LA. Gnomon is my favorite school in the world. So
they're nice.
And my longest partner, my older partner at THU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they on the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they've been around the longest for sure.
Yeah. Brian Bradford was there, uh-huh, and he was there for 3 years, I believe.
Yeah.
And Alex Alvarez went in the third year, and he has been there since. So
yeah,
he's going there since. They are really cool.
They are very, very cool. I'm excited. So what do you want to talk about, Andre?
You tell me.
Well, do you want to talk about THU 2017? What are we going to do for THU 2017?
Yeah, I think it's a good topic. We had a conversation today at Riot explaining the changes and the way THU is going, where we are going, to be honest, and
yeah,
the big changes and the perspectives for the future and all of that.
Yeah,
I think should be a cool topic.
Well, the thing that was different So THU 2016 was, and every year is different. That's what I think is awesome about it. It's not like you go, it's like, yeah, well, you know, same old, like every year it's going to be something different, some other thing, revelation.
For good and for bad. Like
For both. I think even bad, let's use the quotes on that one, but bad things inspire good things, right? And they make good things. I don't think necessarily there was anything necessarily bad. I think there were things that were controversial last year.
It's a good way to see things.
Yeah.
It's
true. Yeah, I think that, you know, when I was looking at it and I was feeling uneasy because of the changes that Scott seemed to want to put onto the event.
It's not changes that he wants to put on the event.
Okay.
Actually, it's more about he saw this coming before my, to be honest, mm-hmm. that THU was changing. And for the survival of THU, we need to make changes.
Right.
Transformations. But the way Scott obviously, and Scott is, we have THU because of Scott Ross, and Scott THU is a success based on all inputs and based on his support, and it's quite incredible. And I don't say this often, so it's important for everybody to understand that Scott Ross is a huge part of the success THU is.
Absolutely.
What he really wanted to express, and he pushed my is pushing me to the next level, or trying to pushing me and teaching me to go to the next level, is you need to make changes. And if you really want to have this for a long time, this need to be profitable. Mm-hmm. You can't lose money every year.
Yeah.
You can't depend on one sponsor or two sponsors. And nowadays, Lenovo is actually helping us to make this happening again.
Right.
So, and I wasn't prepared for 2 years to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And it was at some point, he was desperate. That's mm-hmm. That's the controversial from last year was, I was afraid to make changes, and he was trying, that's enough. You will kill yourself. You'll kill THU because you don't make the proper changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about having more attendees.
What were you scared of?
Losing control.
Losing control?
Yeah.
Because it was going to get too big for you to control it.
Yeah, it's like when I'm scared about a lot of things because THU happened in a way that we never expect to be. Like, it's a success based in things that we never expect to. That specific thing was the success of THU.
So like, you never had control, Andre.
You never had control. That's the most important thing is never had control, and I don't need to be afraid to make some changes. And
right.
Even the way THU is growing, even our decisions about making THU every year different, we are not afraid to admit that we'll fail, that we adjust, that we want to go further, mm-hmm. and we follow the tribe. Mm-hmm. Not even for 2017. We spend some time watching and learning and listening to the tribe, you mm-hmm. specific, about you are part of the tribe and you have been telling us you should open your eyes to this field. You should open your eyes to different fields.
Mm-hmm.
There is more people that can join the tribe and you are only focused on one. And we spend some time listening and talking with a lot of people to understand, a lot of tribe members to understand what's missing. Because nowadays it's a lot of art events around the world.
Sure.
Workshops, in this place, in that place, in this place. So it's all the same. And if you see the lineup, it's almost XTHU with speakers.
Right.
So what's the value? What's happening here? What can you do different? Because at the end of the day, you want to make things different.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wasn't prepared to do some changes. Scott Ross, obviously, he knew because his experience is valuable a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that he should do something different. Even Portugal, even the venue, even the way we approach stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the controversial from last year was this two visions. I was fighting against a lot of things, fighting against myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Scott wanted for me to open the eyes and see you need to change.
Right.
And now we are changing.
So it is, I can understand, because I felt the same thing. to be honest, when he was talking about the changes that he said, and he did it publicly in front of everyone. It's not like they had a little, you guys had a little closed meeting about THU. He's like, so in front of everyone here, I'm going to tell you the changes that I think needs to happen at THU. And I could see the look on your face like, what?
It was the ultimatum. And the way like...
Yeah, he cornered you.
And at that time, I wasn't happy. And I saw that a lot of tribe members weren't happy.
Yeah.
Because obviously we never want to lose the family feel.
Right.
And I think I can talk for everybody, like everyone's their concerns is losing the family feel.
Right.
And obviously it's a big issue for us, but right. Let's face it, we can't do a THU with 100 people that we did in the first edition.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it with 300 because was amazing, but I lose money again.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it with 500 because I will lose money again.
Right.
Or I increase the price of THU to make it at least to pay the bills, or right. We need to have more people.
Right.
Not having family or not having or having THU in a different way, right. It's we need to figure out a way.
Yeah.
And it's quite simple. At the end of the day, it's about that.
Yeah. So to give people a bit of... an idea, as you know, I have been a Uber fan of THU, right? And I have a lot of people who don't go to THU and hear me talk about it. They always laugh about me joining a cult, you know. And I said, yeah, well, it kind of is, and that's fine. But I was very passionate about it, and I was good friends. I'm good friends with Jeff Muddle, who runs CG Architect. And so he's from a completely different field, right? But he goes to tons of events around the world. And he said, okay, what's so special about this one that Chris keeps talking about for the last 3 years? So he came, he bought his ticket and he came. And he would be fine with me saying this. He tends to be a little bit disgruntled and about things like, yeah, what's so special about that, whatever, because he's done so many of these things. But very quickly, he saw how special THU was, very quickly, and he was enamored by it. And so when Scott said, we need to expand THU, we need to do something like that, and then Jeff and I was like, you know, if there's going to be more new, different people coming here, you and I know the architecture and the architecture visualization community. They could benefit from this. They could benefit from an event like THU because they've been trapped, much like the visual effects world, in this nonstop cycle of what's the latest trend in computers and hardware and software, et cetera, as opposed to actual true artistic inspiration, right?
Yeah, and I truly believe THU can help.
Yeah.
And nowadays I see THU as obviously there's a lot of things to do to make sure that we can do it in the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
But THU for me is the house of creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Creators. It's about of people that they want to make stuff. Artists, they want to make stuff.
Yes.
They want to move forward. They want to innovate. They want to be better artists, better human beings.
Right.
More than going to event to show your portfolio or going to event to hang out with friends, THU is a place for artists, they want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So from... And I understand that now. And obviously, I was selfish too, that I wanted to be only my group of people there because it's different. It's our family. It's more cozy. Mm-hmm. But then in the end, at the end of the day, it's all about not the community of 2D artists, not the community of gamers, not the community of film. It's mm-hmm. a community of creative minds and architecture, music, film, visual effects, games, virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
We are always on the same page.
Right. And we all have something we can offer each other.
THU should be and need to be a place where the artists that they want to be better, they find a place where they can literally learn, they can literally share, and they can literally improve. They need to improve and they want to improve. I don't want to... The last thing I want from THU is a place that people go there just to drink, and at the end was 1 week of holidays.
Right.
And no, nothing else.
Right.
You don't get anything else from you. You don't improve your career. You don't improve your life. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I want you to, even if you go out of THU, you have something super valuable that is our friends, mm-hmm. friends that can help you in your personal life, it's true, but more important in your professional life.
Right.
Because you need that. And there are a few places in the world, we have been traveling around the world, even together, we go to events all over the places, and you don't see this in the other events. I go often to other events. It's pretty hard to make connections.
I think there's different atmospheres or different things that I get out of different events.
True.
I still go to SIGGRAPH, and SIGGRAPH is definitely not the same vibe, but SIGGRAPH is extremely valuable for technical reasons, right? It's extremely valuable right now, which I kind of like, because SIGGRAPH has gotten smaller over the last few years.
It's true.
Which some people say is bad, but what I like about it is what's remained in SIGGRAPH and what's always been there is some of the most valuable academic papers around. That a lot of people, that is what SIGGRAPH was back in the 80s.
But when you go to SIGGRAPH, you know exactly what you expect.
Right. Oh, yes.
That's and you know that you are going there to see that.
Yes.
And you don't expect more than this.
No.
Nowadays, the problem with art events all over the place is like, what? I'm always making these questions. You are paying for an art event. What do you expect to get back?
Right.
And FMX, I know what I expect to get back. Right. SIGGRAPH, I know what to get back. And the art event, I never know.
Right.
And that's something that I've been reading online comments and talking with a lot of attendees. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem of the new trend of art events. Mm. And I think it's something that THU started as an art event and go to a level of creative minds.
Yeah, I know. And you're right. I do see a lot more events that are sort of art events like you're describing. And they do seem to cover a lot of the same kind of people that I've seen at THU. But I don't necessarily see that as a negative. I see that as a compliment to you because you started it.
For me, it's like nowadays I'm not worried about the art events. I'm worried about the attendees in the community. Mm-hmm. I have good relationships with almost art events nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good compliment to see that there was Massive Black Workshop and there was Behind the Iron Curtain, and they were the biggest influence to have THU. Mm-hmm. But when we started THU was like nothing happened at the time. Massive Black Workshop was done for mm-hmm. 2 years.
Yeah.
Behind Iron Curtain, I think the same. Mm-hmm. And for 2-3 years, nothing happening in this field. So we are the new pioneers or the second generation of art events. Mm-hmm. And from THU, it's true. A lot of events start to popping up and you have like a lot of influencers. I receive quite often and guys that they want to make events contacting me, mm-hmm. asking for advice. And the first advice or the first thing I ask is, why the hell you want to make an event? Mm-hmm. Because it's the worst job in the world and it's hard as fuck.
Yeah, you can say that.
And, and so...
And making your money back is really tough.
It's not a business.
No, it's not a business.
It's not a business. Only if you are like 5,000, 6,000, it's a business.
Sure.
And if you don't care about the experience and you are just selling spots, mm-hmm. it can be a business. But if you are in an art event is not a business. Mm-mm. Companies in our field, they don't sponsor Adobe, Autodesk, Maxon, mm-hmm. NVIDIA, AIMD. They mm-hmm. all have the same... They are done with that. They are full. So the same with big companies. They don't, some of them nowadays, I know, I should say 80% of the companies in our industry, they don't care about the artists. They don't care about events. So they don't help. Right. So I don't know why someone wants to make an art event, honestly. Mm. And so when people ask me for advice, the first thing I say, why the hell you want to make an art event? And the second thing is prepare yourself to lose money.
Right. Well, okay. Let's look at this because there is actually something to be said about that, right? Why are a lot of these companies not being as involved in events as they used to be, right? There's a lot of reasons for that. And this is different from what THU is, okay? So keep in mind THU is different. And I'm going to tell you why it's different after I explain why events are going down. A lot of people are just getting their information on the internet.
True.
They don't necessarily need to. When you went to SIGGRAPH 20 years ago, it was because I want to see the latest thing. Well, I'll see the latest thing
online,
yeah, all the time. And there was no online before. So you would have to go to an event like that. So they were huge. There were big events, like, and the big announcements were made. Everything was centered around that event. Nowadays, they don't need to do that. And it's a lot cheaper to just announce online what you're going to do.
But I don't complain that companies to not being involved with art events.
Right.
I don't complain at all. Like, it's a choice, and I understand the choice. It's,
sure,
it's cheaper, and there is no big value,
sure,
from their perspective. And, well, we can always say, well, there is a value, but from their perspective, there is no value, and it's so cheaper doing things in a different way.
Right.
I understand. I was just giving you my vision when I talk with this guy that, wait, you don't find sponsors. Forget it, mm-hmm, because there is no value for these big brands to, oh, but I'm doing this in... No, there is no value there. So,
sure.
But I understand why companies don't support art events. That's why even we have been trying to change or innovate to make sure that we can bring something new to the market.
Okay.
So last year we bring the collabs, mm-hmm, and this year I bring the B-sides. It's a new activity at THU.
What's B-sides? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Okay. I'm excited.
B-sides, we are bringing the business side for artists.
Oh, nice.
So literally we are bringing workshops, lectures, case studies, I should say, like in a different way, about marketing, entrepreneurship, investment, the business side, the core side, from Scott Ross, John Chiota. And so they will be there for all the guys. And this is something important for me. What's happening now in the creative world, more and more people, more and more artists, they want to build their own IPs.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build their own projects, and I've been talking with a lot of them. They don't have a clue how to make this happen.
Right.
So we are bringing the B side, the business side from four artists. So at least at THU they will find, I want to make their own IP. They know that there is a place where they can find mentors, mm-hmm, that can lead them to understand how to have success, or not, at least to, right, understand how to do stuff.
Yeah.
So the B-side, I think it's like the new call. It's the collabs. Collabs is about empowering people. It's about the psychology side.
Mm-hmm.
Now the B-side should be about business and all the...
So at the end, like collabs, you ended with a project. The B-side would be like, end with a business plan.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So something like that.
I think, and I know a lot of artists, they don't want to think about the business and they're scared about it, or they say that's going to impede from their creativity.
Nowadays, I can, well, 3 years ago I saw that. I was seeing that. And nowadays there is more and more artists, they want to do their own stuff and they are looking for answers, looking for information.
Right.
And things are changing. Internet changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
The way you can get money, the way you can print your book, the way you can produce your movie, everything is changing.
Yes.
But you can see nowadays they're in freelancing, more and more freelancers, they start to see things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been talking about what's the mission of THU. The mission of THU is about giving as much as information as possible so they can make the better choices.
Yeah.
And all these creative minds have been seeing at THU, a lot of them, they want to make their own projects.
Yeah.
So this is a huge improvement of THU.
So do you know the animator Bill Plimpton?
Yes.
Of course. So very famous animator, also completely independent animator. And I was hanging out with him in Mexico because I was doing a talk in Mexico and he was being one of the speakers. So we spent like a few days hanging out together. And he's kind of a crazy person, very, very crazy creative person. And I went to go see his lecture and I was expecting some, you know, interesting, crazy creative thing. His lecture was entirely about the business of independent animation. And it was fascinating because he was talking specifically about how he wanted to work at Disney, and Disney said, great, and now we own all of your IP. He says, no, I am not going to work at Disney because I don't want to give up that. My IP, which is fine. He loved Disney and he had great respect for their creative stuff, but he wanted to continue to maintain his own intellectual property and decided to become a business, and talks through all the process of what's important and how do you sell your your animations, and what do you do to your animations, and how do you appeal to a wider audience, and how do you appeal to an international audience, and how do you
and
do
that's
this?
Valuable content that you can't find easily on the internet.
No,
that's why we need, and even about a lot of people talk about how THU is made, the business of THU, because everybody has an opinion.
Right.
So what we are trying to bring this is giving you more information so you can have a better, be more informed, mm-hmm. so you can have a different opinion, or at least honest opinion, not based on I think about and I think is this.
Right.
We are giving as much information as possible so you can actually take the better choices for you.
Right.
And it's something that I really believe that it's the future of THU.
Right.
Is bringing the hard questions, bringing the hard problems.
Right.
To the stage.
Right.
A reality check. It's something that me and Scott have been talking about. Is a reality check. THU okay. should be a reality check, where you go there to learn, really be informed, really to understand, so you can be more prepared, better prepared to make choices.
Right.
And from architecture, from 3D, from 2D, from the games, from animations, from visual effects, mm-hmm. You need to have the more information, better, more prepared you are to make the better right. choices. And that's where THU is going now.
Yeah, and you're expanding it now, right? So you're expanding it in terms of size, but also in terms of scope.
We are expanding in terms of size, not too much.
Not too much.
Not too much. Unfortunately for me, I have to admit I wanted to improve more. If mm-hmm. If I'm testing the overflow, if I'm increasing the tribe, I wanted to do in a big way. Mm-hmm. But I can. Troy doesn't allow us to grow, and right. at least for one more year, I know we need to be in Troy. Mm-hmm. We are trying to figure out if we can bring solutions to Troy to grow the venues, because the problem is now the space.
Right.
There is no venues at THU, even for...
I don't know if that... Because that main room is where everyone needs to fit, and I don't know if we can all fit there.
More about all of us fit there is about how can we make the activities in the correct way for the collabs, for the piece sites, for right. the gallery, so the recruitment. So even the recruitment, you can't grow in the recruitment space because they only allow, that space only allow us to 25 companies.
Right.
So there is a lack of space, obviously, because in the recruitment we do our approach to the recruitment is a living room. So obviously we make sure that everybody's comfortable. Mm-hmm. But Troy is, nowadays it's small mm-hmm. for us. It's good in a way. Mm-hmm. For example, this year in terms of the activity, one of the activities last year we had the bubble football.
Yeah.
This year we are using all the beach.
Wow.
Because you are using a long part of the beach of Troy. That sense will be a battle.
Well, I can tell you, okay, so not everyone who listens to this that's familiar with THU. So I'm going to give, because you and I, we know each other very well, and we know this event, and a lot of people who listen to this do know about it. But I'm going to give people a synopsis of this event, if you can, and you can jump in, because this is a very, very, very special thing. What makes this event different than any other event is that it's kind of like Survivor artists, but with luxury.
Yeah.
You come in from all over the world, and you arrive in Lisbon, let's say you're coming from out of town, you arrive in Lisbon, and then you take a bus or a cab or whatever, and you go to Setúbal.
Yeah, Setúbal.
Setúbal, thank you. Yeah. And you take that's a town about an hour away, hour and a half?
1 hour from, 45 minutes from Lisbon.
From Lisbon. And then there you take a ferry across a bay to this peninsula place, which is pretty much kind of like an isolated island in a way.
Correct.
And it is a resort town, a small resort town, very small. You can walk the entire thing in about 15 minutes.
or less.
And it's got beaches, beautiful beaches all around it, and a little port area, a marina area, and nice, beautiful hotels, and a beautiful conference center. And that is where you are for 1 week. You don't really move around from this place. And because it's in the off season, All the people there are people that are attending this event.
And this year, everybody that will be there is THU people.
Right.
And that's something that I missed last year. At some point, there was a gap because there were people from other outsiders.
Right.
And I don't want that anymore. If right. Troy is ours, we need to have Troy to full of THU people.
So the entire city is going to be... or town that's going to be filled with THU people, and it becomes our place, and we take over what is a resort, beautiful area in Portugal
for creative minds,
and yeah. Gorgeous beaches, gorgeous place. There is events not just in conference rooms, but events out on the beach
everywhere.
Last year you did a wonderful thing that I was like, oh, no, this is going to work, but you had the outdoor
oasis
in the park, in the oasis. So it was like a park, and you created beautiful lights and little bars, and everyone was hanging out every night till 5 o'clock in the morning, every night. And then you created the area downstairs in the park, the gallery area.
And that's the beauty and the problem of THU, because we don't have venues. You need to build our own venues.
Yeah.
And even for 2017, based on all the new stuff, we have all the upgrades. We are upgrading all the venues, making sure all the tribe is more comfortable. We have more choices in terms of food. Even what brings this new approach is we are giving choices for the tribe to decide what I want to see.
Right.
So something that I always oblige the tribe to be on the same place, for example, Lenovo Center, the right. big auditorium. I always oblige the tribe to be there. And now I know that there's a lot of people, they don't know when to be there. So right. what I will do, I create several opportunities for during all the day mm-hmm. where you choose what you want to do. I will not oblige you to do anything anymore.
Right.
Obviously, there are the THU rules. They need to follow the THU rules.
Yeah.
But besides that, you can choose you are at THU for what. And we will provide you choices so you can do and choose whatever you want to achieve your goals.
What are the THU rules?
The main rule that we're always talking about is there is no VIPs, is the number one rule.
Right.
You can't leave anyone behind. So you can't see anyone alone. So if you see someone alone, you need to go there and talk with that artist, that person is a shy person, is something happening, and you need to be integrated.
Yeah.
And there are three other rules. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Basically, you need to understand that...
you're not special.
You're not special.
Yep.
So you need to... If you are talking too much or you are upsetting someone, you need to respect timings. You need to respect your field.
And I think people take that very seriously. It's amazing how it actually works, because I don't see people being assholes, or rarely.
Rarely. You still have some...
Sure.
Sure.
But I rarely see it. But I always see things in the limelight
myself.
We
are really, really blessed. Yeah. All the THU tribe members, they are amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember in four editions, we are really, really blessed. Even the speakers and the attendees, the tribe members, they're amazing. Our public is amazing.
And here's the other thing, right? Because it's such a special event, I remember last year when Scott asked how many people are new to THU, it was only about 25%.
It's a problem now nowadays.
Because, that's what helps is that 75% of the crowd...
They already know the rules.
They already know the rules, and they'll help the other 25%. So that helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
It helps in a way. In the other way, they know how to do... They know how to...
Get around the rules.
So it's obviously we manage. There is all the people are amazing. So we manage. Last year was a bad year for me. I already wrote about this. Was for me the worst THU.
Right.
A lot of things went wrong. A lot of mistakes. Timings. A lot of things went wrong.
I think you're hard on yourself. I think it was successful. Speaking as an attendee, I think it was successful.
Well, yes and no. I'm not being hard. At the end, was a cool event. Was a good event.
Yeah.
But our expectations but we worked so much to make sure that a lot of things were accomplished. We didn't accomplish a lot of things. Mm. So for this year, we are changing almost everything. If you have the rules of there is no VIPs. Why the hell I managed two dinners outside Troia only with speakers and I took them when they were talking with right. with the tendons. That doesn't make feel right, wasn't right. We made this obviously based on sponsors and trying to bond, create a good relationship within the speakers.
Right.
But I can't do that in Troy. I don't no. need to go outside to do that. So
yeah.
the specific detail that obviously is annoying, was annoying and was, in my opinion, not really good for the tribe in terms of mood. Mm. And we are changing this this year.
Yeah. You know, well, it is... it's important because I think the term you use, right, for speakers is knight.
Correct.
Right? And knight is the way you become a knight is to have valor and honor and respect for everyone.
It right? was exactly why we choose this.
So you turn that too. It's not because you're in battle or anything else. No. It's because of
the values
and the respect and honor. And that's how you become a knight in a lot of ways. And so the knights, the speakers, have always been highly, highly encouraged. And I remember even saying this a couple of THUs when before the – because some of the knights got there early and so the attendees were just starting to arrive. And you told all the knights, like, all right, you have a responsibility. You are here for the next few days. You have a responsibility to speak to all the individuals and approach them. You are not a VIP. You are – they are here for you. So almost like the knight – had the responsibility to help.
It's true. And so far we have been, every year we have incredible nights. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have always one or two that they are too tired, jet lagged, and they can't be there the way they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But almost all of them, they understand the rules and they are there for the tribe and they went to help.
Yeah.
This year we are, I believe, but last year even... I know I'm pushing myself, but last year wasn't the best year in terms of nights because the age difference of the barriers. A lot of activities happening after 12,
right?
After midnight,
right?
So a lot of nights were tired.
Yeah. I'm always exhausted after
I know, me too. After 2 hours of working.
I remember at one point I was at the Oasis with Jeff and stuff, and I said, I'm going to bed. He goes, what, we just got here? It's like, Jeff, it's 3:30 in the morning.
it's a bit insane. It's part of the magic.
Yeah, and it is. You don't even remember what time it is. You're just having a good time. You can't wait to meet people. You're just planning the next time you're going to do something, and it's always feels good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like that.
Yeah, I do. It's just you got to prepare for it, and then you got to make sure you're well rested before you get there, and you have time to recover when you get back.
It's something we are going to do this year, like doing more often or in a different way, is how to prepare to THU. You need to be prepared for THU.
Right.
It's you need to understand what you will face it and to protect yourself to not doing the same mistakes that newbies do.
Right.
Drinking too much in the first two or three days, first 1 or 2 days that you will destroy yourself for the right. rest of the days.
Yeah.
Going slow, sleep at least more hours in the beginning because the last 2-3 days will be impossible for you.
Right.
So we are trying to give these rules in a different way or everybody will be destroyed. Normally everybody is destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, and I've learned that lesson several times. I remember the first few days, a couple of years ago, I went to bed at 5:30 in the morning yeah. every morning, and that was destroying me. Last year was a little bit better. You were talking about how you're being hard on yourself, but you changed the schedule a little bit so that events started a little bit later, and it helped a lot. So that you know, like, I have to be at this event.
Wow, we did cool things last year, we. Even for the schedule this year, we are using the good things from last year to, I believe, in 2017. Mm-hmm. Well, in my opinion now, let's see at the end. This will be the best in terms of schedule, the most interesting schedule for THU.
Hmm.
So in terms of how we balance the hands-on with the talks, I want to make sure that you only stay 1 hour in a room.
Mm-hmm.
The other hour should be mentorships or workshop hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay 2 or 3 hours in the same room. So your brain will have time to absorb all the information from the talks, go back.
And apply it.
And apply it. So I want to have a good balance in the way you receive information. And again, you choose what kind of activity do you want. Mm-hmm. It's something important because this is psychology at the end, and it's important to make sure that at the end of the day you are happy and you with your choices, and you obviously improve something in your life.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I always feel that way. It's I've gone, and I'm a veteran in a lot of ways, and not only a veteran to life and creative field, but I'm also a veteran to THU. And yet, every time I go back, it still teaches me something new. It still embraces.
It's the value of events. Right. I'm always trying to help the other events, and based in our experience, how we feel it, or where we fell. That at the end of the day, the attendees are there to learn. The attendees are there to improve, mm-hmm. and you should make sure that you provide always something different for them.
Okay.
Or you're always doing the same thing. And THU, I'm really happy to hear that from you, because it's something we work a lot to make sure that every year is different, to make sure that every year we improve, and it's always the same thing. I don't want to do an event it's always the same thing.
Right.
Besides the good weather, good location,
right,
and good alcohol.
Yeah, good rosé, good green wine.
Good rosé, good green wine, good beer.
Yeah. So, what you've started announcing a bunch of speakers, and I'm sure there's going to be many more to go. But can you tell us some of the speakers you've announced that people can be excited to see there?
We have been announcing different type of speakers. We announced 2 days ago Michael Arias, mm-hmm. was the first known Japanese that directed a feature anime film.
Okay.
So will be interesting to see what he has to say. Mm-hmm. We have been improving in animation field. We are bringing Rodrigo Blas and Jorge Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. So Rodrigo Blas was one of the main guys in Trollhunters, the last Guillermo del Toro animation series.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he's pretty interesting.
I love Trollhunters.
Yeah, I love too.
It's a great. I'm watching it with my kids. I was like, this is so cool.
It's really really cool, and he's a guy from Spain that is now super successful in LA. So he will tell even. He failed a lot, so he's super cool. Mm-hmm. George is a guy from Mexico. He did The Book of Life, one of my favorite feature films.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's will be interesting to see also our guy from Mexico has the opportunity to direct the feature film.
Yeah.
We are bringing again Ian McKeag. So it's really
awesome.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know, so many incredible...
David Levy,
Eric Goldberg,
yeah.
The animation legend, Maciej Cucciaro once again.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Victor talk again.
Victor again, Paul Pepera.
Yeah.
Paul Pepera is someone that I really went to see his talk, because literally he became an entrepreneur and he left the AAA companies and he was a founder of companies and... He released a game and mm-hmm. he's super successful. He's now, it's pretty well now. It's going well. And I want to see his story and his background and the choices he made, why he made, mm-hmm. and will be super cool. John Shearer is coming again in a different approach. Scott Ross is in charge of the B-sides. And we spent 4 hours yesterday talking about how can we approach this in a completely different way, because at the end of the day, will be hard information to receive. How can we make this in a different way where people really are excited at the end of the lecture? And the plan he came up, I think it will be super, super, super inspiring. So finally we have Scott Ross again on stage, and I'm really excited to have this again. John Chiora, I already said.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of new names coming up.
Okay.
We announce you today.
Yes. Yeah, it was a bit. We were talking about it, and now I'm a little worried because I have to actually do a THU level talk, and that's going to be one of my challenges.
We will release in a couple of weeks the video that you convince us.
Okay,
but actually, was something even you changed something on us about how passion can drive you, and how can you showed us a different path to choose speakers. and to listening different, to listening the tribe. So I'm really thankful for you for that.
Well, how do you mean? Explain.
Because we create our bubble about choosing speakers. That's if our advisory board doesn't choose, there is no one that can penetrate that bubble.
Okay.
So, and we always, I always close the doors to speakers outside the bubble.
Right.
We needed to, because part of the success of THU is about the way you choose the speakers. People need to know them, and we need to figure out if they are good speakers or not, the background, the relationship they have between them. So to make sure that we have a family feeling. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you came out, have an idea. Yeah. And if you remember, and you remember this, that's not the way. If you are not choosing.
Oh, I remember. Because I went up to a THU and I said, I had this idea. And it's like, I was thinking about this in the speaker. And you're like, we have an advisory board.
I was like that. But when you send the movie, I said, you are in. Like, that is the kind of stuff that make me proud to make THU.
Yeah.
And was really... and. I'm really happy to, again, a new step to change something at THU, and I truly believe that, honestly, will be a success.
Yeah.
And it's a different way to say things, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I thought, I was thinking about, you know, about what you had said, and I was thinking about, I have to find a way to convince you that this is important. And it's not necessarily for me. I thought of it for THU. I was like, if Scott wants to do this, this is my idea, and I have to get you to listen to this in some way that goes beyond writing you an email, because you could just dismiss the email. So I was thinking about doing this video, and then part of me was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. And then I thought about it, and then my daughter had always been interested in the movie-making process. She loved this video I did ages ago, which is a comedy thing that we did. It's called the V-Ray IRL video. Did I ever show you? So she loved that. And she's like, how did you do that? And so I showed her all the little steps. And so she's fascinated with it. So I was thinking, it's like, you know what? I'm going to do a video, and I'm going to have Lily direct it. And she's going to learn all the steps.
And she made an incredible job.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for a 10-year-old, she's pretty good.
It's really... I wanted to share last night.
Yeah.
But after talk with you and Scott, we decided to release that video when we have the surprise.
Okay.
And but I really want to show that to the tribe, because it's something that the tribe should follow. And if they want to convince anyone about an idea, and they really want to have someone to listening them. You are an example. How can they succeed.
Well, it's a creative field, so you have to approach.
You need to approve, and you need it. It was really cool. Every time I watch the video, it's a happy time for me.
Yeah,
I feel happy. Like, oh, this is why I'm at THU.
So what I feel like. I wanted to do something for the tribe. I want to do something for everyone and show something interesting. And I honestly. The other big thing for me is the architecture community. I think this is a very important community that is thirsty for inspiration. And THU is a perfect example of that inspiration. So that community, which is a very talented community and a very large one too, needs that kind of inspiration. So it needs that.
But that is always and it still is my concern, because as you know, at THU, we don't have anyone from ArcViz besides you and Jeff.
Well, not true. I run into a lot of architects there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. ArcViz guys, or people who used to be an architect.
Used to be ArcViz.
And there's a lot of those.
I know. But in terms of the ArcViz community, was like when you start talking about it, I say, well, what the hell are you talking? There is no architecture here. There is no ArcViz in THU. But they need. But what they need, if they need inspiration, there is nothing in architecture world to give them inspiration. And we start talking about this, and you, Jeff, started talking about this, and now we are here talking about how can we join the two worlds together.
Yeah. And honestly, it's going to be an experiment, right? I don't know how well it will work.
Like everything at THU, we try.
We'll see how those two communities come together, but I think it's very inspirational. I mean, who is it? David Strasberg, right?
Correct.
That's a, like out of nowhere, right? He's a thespian actor, acting coach.
And Norman Seeff.
And Norman Seeff.
Norman Seeff was like, we were afraid to bring Norman Seeff. And suddenly he's so far one of the top three best speakers at THU.
Yeah.
And Norman Seeff was like, I remember 5 minutes, everybody clapping. And
my wife ran into him at Trader Joe's yesterday.
Really? and so I'm really excited to have a different visions, a different public, and different tribe members.
Yeah.
And
David was incredible because
David Louis Strasberg.
Yeah. Well, I was a bit like you. It's like, all right, how is this gonna work? Experimental, right? We have to know. How is this guy going to do talk about things? And he was, first of all, he was one of the best knights in terms of engaging with people. I never did not see him without at least three or four people around him and him talking them about engaging their creative minds, right? Not necessarily going through their portfolio and showing them their work and stuff like that. It's more about
the psychology
of it. Yeah. It was amazing, right? And I had the podcast with him, and I was like, I wonder what we're going to talk about in this podcast. Who knows, you know? And we ended up talking at the – it was a great podcast. And towards the end of it, we ended up talking a lot about digital humans and about how do you create a good representation of a digital human and through acting and all of this, and how do you get expressions and convey emotions and what is going on. And he had an incredible analysis, which was so great because he's – one of the guys who we should be talking to, as opposed to sitting there trying to meticulously animate things, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But that's the beauty of THU. Yeah. We are bringing new people for an incredible community, incredible people, and you see results in our community. THU Tribe, for example, we have the THU Tales, where the conversation with these new minds, different new fields, have been helping so many people to move forward.
Right.
And if we... and we can say we succeed at this point, and we only need to do more and better to have more success stories. And David Lee Strasberg was a huge influence last year. Norman Seeff again, even Molly Ann. We never talk about Molly Ann.
Oh yeah,
she wasn't an official knight last year, but she will be this year. And that girl is incredible.
Yeah.
She had a terrible life story with a lot of problems, and she's now successful. She figured out the way to achieve her dreams, and she's incredible. And she was there all the week, open her heart, talking with everybody, sharing everything with no filters.
Yeah.
And at the end of THU, what the fuck? Wow. A lot of people talking about Molly Ann, and few people, this is super, super important. Molly Ann is not a superstar. That's something that my concerns, always announcing speakers, is the tribe doesn't care or don't really dig in terms of, oh, if the speaker is not a star, they don't dig and try to understand who is this person. That's always my concern, because at the end of the day, we want shares and we want likes and we want more people to know about us. And if I announce Molly Ann, unfortunately, I will have 3 likes and 1 share. And if I announce Ian McKaig or Kim Young Ji, like 300 shares and 1,000 likes. So that's a problem in our community that needs to be changed. And these incredible tribe members, incredible artists, they need to dig more about different minds, different creative people so they can learn better, and they have, again, more choices, and they can choose different, in my opinion.
Right. Well, I think you're right. I think it's a good thing.
And I'm sorry about my English. I made a lot of mistakes and my verbal tenses, and I know.
I need to understand you. I don't think anyone's going to have a hard time understanding.
I need to improve. I'm having English lessons, and I need to improve it, and I will improve. And sometimes I talk and I want to explain myself, and I'm always repeating the same words sometimes because I have a lack of
vocabulary.
No, I don't have a lack of vocabulary, but I stuck in some words sometimes. So don't get me wrong if I'm sometimes I don't see I don't say things in the correct way.
No, it's fine, Andre. I think everyone understands that. Everything you're saying, it's not a problem.
Hope so. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited about that. I'm excited and nervous about being a speaker. I see that as a great responsibility.
It is. It is.
I take that very seriously. And I know I put it on myself. So I only have myself to blame.
Indeed.
But it's exciting. I think it's going to be really exciting. What are some of the other big things that are going to be happening this year? You mentioned you're going to be expanding. You got several more labs type
we
things.
We are expanding a bit, not too much.
Mm-hmm. Is it still going to be the same amount of days?
Yeah, the same amount of days.
Right.
The setup will change again. Mm-hmm. The gallery will be in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
The collabs will be in a different place.
Oh, okay.
We are opening the collabs for more people.
Mm-hmm.
We are integrated collabs with the rest of the tribe, so we will have changes, and the tribe will be surrounded of information all over the day.
Okay.
We have screens there live to screen what's happening in different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So to make sure that they all connected, and even if we are not in the specific activity,
mm-hmm.
you know what they are doing and you can learn from that. That's something that we want to integrate all the activities to make sure that everybody understands what's happening.
Okay.
It's something that didn't happen last year. Food-wise, it's a huge problem of THU. We are working really hard to fix the food problem,
right,
to have more choices to the tribe, better choices to the tribe,
right,
in terms of quality and in terms of price too.
Okay.
I
remember, well, first of all, who is the place that did the catering on the Oasis?
Is that Sal.
Sal.
Yeah.
The burger was ridiculously good.
It was amazing. That what people don't know is like our plan for last year failed 15 days before the event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we managed Sal, and thanks God they helped us 15 days before the event.
Mm.
And in 15 days, we came up with the idea of Oasis in the way
it ended up. Yeah.
It ended up.
It was great.
So, because unfortunately, sometimes, like, well, our plans, we are not succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And for THU, unfortunately, 15 days before the event, something happened, and we couldn't go further with our plans to have incredible and different options in terms of food.
Mm-hmm.
So Sal was amazing. But for THU 2017, besides growing the tribe, besides integrated the tribe in all the activities,
mm-hmm.
We are creating a new activity called B-Sides.
Mm-hmm.
We are changing a bit the gallery once again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have mentorships are coming back in the original version.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll have 2 hours of mentorships. So mentorships will be something really important to teach you this year. One-to-one conversations, one-to-one mentorships. It's something that more a different approach.
Okay.
What's more workshops in terms of hands-on,
mm-hmm.
Masterclass, activities-wise, the 2 days before the event, the recruitment will make some improvements in the recruitment.
Okay.
The bonding activities, that we are making huge improvements in the bonding activities.
Okay.
That will be fun. I'm really, really excited to, especially with the activity on the beach.
Okay.
I'm really, really, I think we'll be super, super.
I remember 2 years ago we had a sandcastle competition. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are doing something more out of the box, really crazy as fuck. And
okay.
And, but I think it will be perfect for the tribe member, the attendees and knights will bond together, like the sandcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Was something that was a success. Mm-hmm. What else? And we are finally having an official dinner after the event.
Okay.
In Lisbon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for 3 years now. A lot of attendees stay one more night, 2 more nights in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
And they hang out there, and they made a THU post dinner.
Mm.
And was never unofficial. So this year I'm making official and ready manage the place for the tribe, and we are organize everything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we are continue the madness one more day.
Nice.
What else? I don't know. What else?
Well, I think that before we one of the, there's a couple things about THU. Not everyone can go to THU, and several reasons is because, you know, they may not be able to go. And the other reason is it sells out all the time. So one of the things you did a couple of years ago, and you did it again last year, is THU TV. Are you going to do THU TV again?
We are not sure yet.
Okay.
We are still thinking, because it's a huge investment, and the amount of money we spend at THU to create the value, we don't receive the money back. We don't have the enough sales to cover all the expenses.
Okay.
So we have been trying to understand what should we do? Should we continue with this or not?
Right.
Should we change the business model of THU TV or not? Mm-hmm. Or should we invest that money and create something else for the tribe in Troia? Mm-hmm. So it's about choices. Now we are not sure at this moment. We are like 50-50.
Okay.
So,
but for those who want to know what the hell we're talking about,
should you go to the website?
Just go to the website. Yeah. So go to Trojan-Unicorn/TV, and that is THU TV, and you can see all previous talks. You have to pay for it, which is fine. It's an amazing amount of content.
No, it's like more than 100 hours of content. Basically, $1
per hour.
So
yeah,
and you can have the volume one. It's for every. It's you can have the content for forever, and for the volume two is 2 years.
Right.
So basically, it's like, in my opinion, obviously, but it's my opinion, it's something that you can't find anywhere. The kind of content we made for artists and creative minds, you can't find that anywhere.
And this isn't just like a recorded session. This is high value content. It's full on shows.
It's Netflix for artists, but unfortunately, so far we have to admit we have not succeeded. To promote and to explain what you have been doing.
Right.
For some reason, the tribe understand. Outside the tribe, they don't see value, and we need to admit that there is no value. That we don't need to continue to to that step.
But I think it's a good place for people to see it, to check
it
out.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's some amazingly high caliber.
Everybody that bought it, they continue to watch it and repeat the episodes. Right. We have the numbers.
Right.
And the numbers are incredible for the people that bought it, the tribe members that had the chance to buy the volume one or volume two.
Right.
They continue to spend hours watching the content.
Right.
So we are super happy with that.
Yeah.
And proud. To be honest.
Yeah, whenever I need a good laugh and something I go to the one with it was Kevin Mack and David Prescott and
Shane Mahan.
Shane Mahan talking
about Marlon Brando. It's incredible.
It was all about the Island of Dr. Moreau. It's so funny. In tears.
A lot of talks are super funny at THU, but even the original content, they are mind-blowing. And I have a lot of fun watching the life painting and the life sculpting.
Yeah.
And when
who was it Rob Redman, is that his name? Yes.
Robert
no, he did the one with the video game when they're playing video games.
Last volume one.
Yeah, volume one. It was a great idea.
It was really, really cool. A lot of I'm sad in a way that I think we will not have the chance to do the volume three, but the kind of stuff we've been learning in the first two editions, it's fucking amazing. And I'm really, really proud for what we achieved so far. And that idea was cool. This year, the Perfect Circle was an incredible idea. Mm-hmm. The collabs was really, really cool. The new way we shoot them, what's happening in the gallery it's super inspiring.
Right.
We are sharing. We decided to share one free episode of this season for free.
Okay.
So we just share one episode from the gallery show. Mm-hmm. We are sharing one from the Perfect Circle. Mm-hmm. We share already a sketchbook episode, so more people can have access to this content and decide for themselves what they think about the rest of them.
Well, it's great stuff. Great stuff. Well, I'm so glad that you're here in LA and we got the chat, man.
My pleasure and honor once again. Thank you, my friend.
So I will see you in Troia in September. But September, right?
Still September.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll see you in September. But I'm glad you're here, and I'm sure we'll probably run into each other between now and then. But it's great to see you here.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Bye.
Bye.